John, thank you for this wonderful talk, and I really appreciated it. I wanted to ask you about the word anatta, and one of the translations of that I heard was not being in control. Of course, there's also the translation of non-self, but I heard that that things happen by itself and not being in control is one of the descriptions I heard of that. So I wanted to just ask you in relation to the concept of desire, whether it's the intention or the desire, whether that's a natural unfolding that happens, that, and whether do we really have any choice or free will in when it happens. I just wanted to put it in the context of Buddhist understanding of.
Yeah, I mean, from a Buddhist perspective, say like metta is not being in control. I haven't.
Oh, sorry, I was talking about the word anatta.
Anatta. Well, it's not so much being, not being in control. Well, yeah. Maybe outside of our control, but in the sense that things are following a natural pattern, but those natural patterns are affected by us, so that we definitely make choices, and that's the reason why it's so important to educate our desire and desire systems, because we do make choices all the time. And those choices have a result. And we reap the fruits of those results, whether we're conscious or not conscious, whether we're... we understand what we're doing or not, we're constantly making choices. So again, that's understanding the process whereby we do make those choices. And then we can exercise some control. It isn't in the sense of control as a control freak or as... I'm going to get what I want finally, and what I want is enlightenment. it's just not going to work that way. But the reality is we have to bring that conscious clarity, so that we're able to take responsibility for ourselves, and to really affect our own being and the beings around us in a positive way. We have that opportunity. Otherwise, it's just kind of random, and it's real hit and miss. So trying to make that more clear, more conscious.